My name is Wendy Amslam. This week's parsha is Parshat Vayechi. And what happens for most of Parshat Vayechi is Yaakov summons his children and his grandchildren. He blesses them before he dies, and then the parsha goes on to describe his actual death and the mourning and his burial. Towards the end of the parsha, though, there's a very interesting pasuk. We're told in Perek Nun, in chapter 50, verse 15, Vayiru achei Yosef ki met avihem. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father had died, Vayomru, they said, Lu yistimenu Yosef. Lu is the difficult word here. We'll see how to define that. But they say, Lu, that Yosef would hate us. Vahashev yashiv lanu et kol hara'a asher gamalnu lo. And he will sort of return to us all of the bad that we did to him. Okay, so one of the things that's very tricky about explaining this pasuk is that the word lu usually means if only, right? And Rashi cites a couple of other places in the Torah where the word lu appears. If you remember earlier in Bereshit, Avraham said to God, lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha, if only Yishmael could live before you. A couple of books onward in the Torah, in Parshat Balak, Bilam, when he gets really angry that his donkey is refusing to move, Bilam says, Lu yesh cher biyadi ki ata haraktich, if only I had a sword in my hand, now I would kill you. So generally the word lu means if only, right? It's something that you want to have happen. In which case the verse would read very strangely. The verse would be, if only Yosef would hate us and return to us all of the evil that we have done to him. It's hard to figure out what that would even mean, right? Why would they want Yosef to hate them and to return the evil to them? So Rashi, in an attempt to resolve this question, Rashi says, well, it's true that lu usually means if only, but in this particular case, it means shema, it means lest, right? And so then the way to read the verse would be, lest Yosef hate us and return to us all the bad that we did to him, we have to have a plan. And if you remember what happens in the next two verses, they send a message to Yosef and they say, our father commanded before he died the following thing. He said, Ko tomru li Yosef, anasana pesha achecha v'chatatam ki ra'ag malucha. Please forgive the sins of your brothers, because it's true that they treated you badly. So according to Rashi's reading, the brothers are afraid lest Yosef hate them and want to avenge himself on them, and therefore they come up with a plan in order to try to get around that problem and in order to try to get him to forgive them. And Rashi understands that this is sort of a forced reading, right? He says, understanding lu to mean shema, or, you know, lest this happen, is a very unusual reading. He says, ein od dome b'mikra. It's true that the word lu is never used this way any other place in scriptures, but in this particular place he thinks that that is the correct reading of it. Abarbanel, on the other hand, has a different reading of the verse. Abarbanel says it's possible to read the verse with lu being used in its normal sense, meaning if only, and he thinks the correct understanding of the verse is the brothers are saying, halavai sheyistimenu, if only Yosef would hate us. It would be really great if Yosef would hate us. Ki nitchanen lefanav, because then we would be able to plead with him and we'd be able to sort of get everything out in the open. Aval b'hiyot ha-sina nisteret b'libo hu yotera. But because Yosef keeps the hatred deep in his heart and he won't acknowledge it and he won't say it out loud, therefore we can't really do anything. So according to Abarbanel, what the brothers are hoping for is for Yosef to sort of acknowledge out loud the hatred that he has inside of him, because then they're hoping that that will bring about some sort of cathartic reconciliation. But because Yosef won't acknowledge that he hates them, everything sort of remains kind of trapped, and that's why they're feeling so stuck. So they say, if only Yosef could say out loud that he and acknowledge that he hates us. Which I think is a very interesting reading of the verse. A third possibility that I wanted to suggest is that maybe we could keep lu meaning its usual meaning, right? The meaning of if only. And maybe what the brothers are saying is, lu yistimenu Yosef, if only Yosef would hate us and return the bad that we did to him, if only he could hate us and avenge himself, then maybe we could stop feeling so guilty. Maybe then we could finally put down this burden of guilt that we've been carrying around for so many years for what we did to him when we sold him. And we know from beforehand that the brothers, in fact, do feel very guilty. If you remember back in a couple of chapters ago, as soon as things start to go wrong for them in Egypt, they immediately say, "Aval ashemim anachnu alachinu asher ha'inu tzarat nafsho." Right? We're so guilty for what we did to our brother. We saw his pain. Bitchananu eleinu velo shamanu, because he cried out to us and we didn't listen to him. Al kein ba'a eleinu hatzara hazot, and that's why all these bad things are happening to us. So we know that the brothers feel this very acute sense of guilt for what they've done to Yosef. And my sense is that even though Yosef at this point is ready to forgive them, and he offers them food, he offers them a place to live, he offers them his forgiveness, the brothers can't really accept any of that because they feel so guilty. They know that what they've done is so bad. They don't have a way to sort of get out of that feeling. And so I think partly what they're hoping for, at least in some measure, is that if Yosef could really hate them, and if Yosef could really sort of pay them back for what they did to him, then maybe finally they could stop feeling so bad about it. I think the real tragedy of the story is that it seems that Yosef doesn't want to avenge himself. Yosef just kind of wants to be back with his brothers. That's why he invites them to come down to Egypt. In fact, when they say to him, "Our father sent to you, saying, please forgive your brothers," his reaction is to cry. And I think the reason why he cries is that he realizes that no matter what he offers his brothers, they're never really going to be able to accept him back as part of the family because they still can't get past what it is that they've done to him. If you remember, at the very, very end of the book of Bereshit, the end of this chapter and the end of the book of Bereshit, as Yosef is dying, he summons his brothers and he says to them, "Pakod yivkod Elohim etchem," one day God will remember you and redeem you from Egypt. "V'ha'alitim et atzmotai mizeh," and when that happens, please take my bones out with you. And I think this is a particularly kind of poignant request, because my sense is that Yosef makes them swear to take his bones out because he doesn't necessarily think that they're going to take him out otherwise. He doesn't really believe that they think of him as part of their family, and so he makes them take this oath as he's dying. And the book of Bereshit ends with Yosef sort of being placed in a coffin in Egypt and kind of lying in wait for, I think, a reconciliation that really only happens in the next book. It really only happens in Shemot many generations later. Shabbat Shalom.